In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, we're basically at the midpoint of our pilgrimage, which leads to Holy Week. And of course, with Holy Week, the celebration of all of the events of the crucifixion, and of course, the burial and the resurrection. So here we are. Remembering the cross that Christ was crucified on. And it's very, very, I think it's very amazing when you look at the iconography of the cross, which you have a beautiful icon in the back, and we have in the holy altar. While in the flesh are certainly our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, as he hung on the cross, his whole body became relaxed and fell down. And yet, when we see the iconography, his hands are held as though he is holding up the world. And it's true that he's holding up the world. And he's holding up the world in love and in grace and in power. And when I look upon the cross, I look at the vertical beam of the cross as it rises up from this fallen earth and the world we live in. And it points the way to heaven and eternal life. And the horizontal beam of the cross stands between heaven and earth, and it binds mortal man to the struggle between sin and death. And so we have our Savior depicted in this remarkable juncture between heaven and earth. And the intersection of the cross, I think, represents the heart of man and the paradox of conflicting desire. On the one hand, it represents our desire for everlasting life in the ever-expanding love of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. On the other hand, it represents our attachment to the fallen world of sin and death through pride and the love of earthly pleasure and honor. And when we gaze upon the Son of God hanging upon the cross, in the sure and certain knowledge of the resurrection, we behold the intersection of humanity and divinity, of mortality on the one hand and immortality on the other. And in this moment of realization, as we gaze upon the Son of God hanging upon the cross, we are called to reestablish the very priorities of our life. Yes, we are called to submit ourselves in love and obedience to the service of Jesus Christ our Lord and his Holy Church. And toward this end, we must resolve to struggle against our fallen nature in its vain quest for earthly pleasure and honor and glory. Brothers and sisters in Christ our God, we must wake up. The time is short. Let us wake up and realize that all of the worldly things that we do in this life will be quietly defeated by the ravages of aging and sickness and death. And on the other hand, everything that we do in this world to serve our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ and our families in the context of his Holy Church will sustain us the ravages of aging and sickness and death and translate our mortal bodies and souls from earth to heaven, from mortality to immortality in the eternal and heavenly kingdom of our merciful God. The cross is the eye of the needle through which we must pass in order to enter into eternal life and salvation. And we have our divine and holy example. In obedience to the Father, Jesus Christ mounted the cross. He crucified the mortal flesh, and he broke the bonds of sin and death for all who believe and follow his example in perfect humility of faith and hope and love. Let us remember that the crucifixion, the death, and the resurrection of Christ was followed by the outpouring of the life-giving and eternal Holy Spirit, which embraces unto sanctification and eternal life and salvation all that believe in him. Again, let us hear the precious words of our Savior. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in glory, the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Assuredly, I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present and with power. And then, and these, of course, are the words of the gospel, of the Lord, words of our Savior, as recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, which was read today. And in Corinthians, St. Paul speaks beautifully. He says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For the Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And in Ephesians, St. Paul says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death enmity. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many, many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things." our citizenship is in heaven, from which we all so eagerly wait, and for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things. So, obviously, the cross is the standard, as it were, of our holy faith. And I think that we all should and can and will and need to ask ourselves, how is it that I can live the life of the cross? And it's fascinating because all of what the gospel says and the epistles say about the cross is profoundly exalted and raises up our hearts and minds, we're still left with, so what must we do? And during COVID, we were reading the General Confession, and it's a very interesting list of pretty much all of the common sins that we might commit. And it's also, I think, a pattern of how we live according to the cross. For example, the first is idle talking. And if we were to live according to the cross, we would renounce idle talking. And in renouncing idle talking, we would be picking up the cross of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And we would renounce judging others and criticizing them. And in so doing, we would be faithful to the cross. And so we'd renounce our pride and seek humility. And in so doing, we would follow the path of the cross. And again, we would renounce our hardheartedness. And we, in so doing, would be following the path of the cross. We would renounce envy and anger and slander and inattention and negligence concerning salvation. And in renouncing these things, we would be picking up our cross and turning our hearts and minds to the salvation and love that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ shines down upon us. We would give up carelessness and indifference and impertinence and irritability and despondency and bitterness and disobedience and complaining. And in so doing, we would be picking up our cross. It's the cross, on the one hand, is profound and exalted. And so it is we embrace this profound and exalted divine reality in our hearts and minds. But the question is, how do we put it to work? And we put it to work in denying all of our passions and all of our worldly judgments and all of our worldly attachments and give ourselves to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ in humility and prayer, picking up our cross. And so on this day, let us decide to pick up our cross in simplicity and in humility and prepare for the coming of the resurrection, the death and resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.